Chapter 4.
1. And now, Israel, listen to the statutes and to the judgments which I am teaching you to do, so that you may live and go in, and possess the land which Yahweh the Elohim of your fathers is giving to you.
2. You shall not add to the word which I instruct you, nor take from it, to keep the message of Yahweh your Elohim which I instruct you. 3. Your eyes have seen that which Yahweh has done in Baal Peor. For Yahweh your Elohim has destroyed them from among you, the men that followed Baal Peor. 4. And those of you clinging to Yahweh your Elohim are alive today, all of you. 5. See, I have taught you statutes and ordinances, as Yahweh my Elohim has instructed me, to do them, in the midst of the land where you are going in, to possess it. 6. And you shall keep and do them, for it shall be your wisdom and your understanding before the eyes of the peoples who hear all these statutes. And they shall say, this great nation is a people wise and understanding. 7. For who is a great nation whose Elohim is coming near to them, as Yahweh your Elohim is, in all our calling on him? 8. And who is a great nation whose statutes and judgments are as righteous as all the Torah, which I set before you today? 9. Only, be on guard for yourself and keep your soul carefully, that you do not forget the things which your eyes have seen, and that they not depart from your heart all the days of your life. And you shall make them known to your sons, and to your sons' sons. 10. The day that you stood before Yahweh your Elohim in Horeb, when Yahweh said to me, gather the people to me, and I will make them hear my words, that they may learn to rever me all the days that they live on the earth, and that they may teach their sons. 11. And you drew near and stood below the mountain, and the mountain burned with fire to the heart of the heavens, darkness, cloud and thick gloom. 12. And Yahweh spoke to you out of the midst of the fire, you heard the sound of words, but you did not see a form, only a voice.
13. And he declared his covenant to you which he has instructed you to do, the 10 words, and he wrote them on 2 tablets of stone. 14. And Yahweh instructed me at that time to teach you statutes and judgments, for you to do them in the land which you shall pass over to possess it. 15. Therefore you shall carefully be on guard for your souls, for you have not seen any likeness in the day Yahweh spoke to you in Horeb out of the midst of the fire. 16. Lest you act corruptly, and make for yourselves a carved image, a likeness of any figure, the shape of a male or female. 17. The shape of any animal in the earth, the shape of any winged bird that flies in the heavens.
18. The shape of any creeping thing on the ground, the shape of any fish in the waters under the earth. 19. And that you not lift up your eyes towards the heavens and shall see the sun, and the moon and the stars, all the host of the heavens, and you be drawn away and worship them, and serve them, which Yahweh your Elohim has allotted to all the peoples under all the heavens. 20. And Yahweh has taken you, and has brought you forth out of the iron furnace, out of Egypt, to be a people to him, an inheritance, as it is this day. 21. And Yahweh was angry with me because of your words, and swore I would not pass over the Jordan, and that I might not go into the good land which Yahweh your Elohim is giving to you as an inheritance. 22. For I will not be in this land, I shall not pass over the Jordan. But you shall pass over, and shall possess this good land. 23. Be on guard for yourselves, that you not forget the covenant of Yahweh your Elohim, which he has made with you, and make to yourselves a graven image, a likeness of anything which Yahweh your Elohim has forbidden you.
24. For Yahweh your Elohim is a consuming fire. He is a jealous zeal. 25. When you father sons and sons' sons, and you have been long in the land, and have dealt corruptly, and have made a graven image, a likeness of anything, and have done evil in the sight of Yahweh your Elohim, to provoke him to anger. 26. I call the heavens and the earth to witness against you today that you shall soon utterly perish from off the land to which you go over the Jordan to possess it. You shall not prolong your days on it, but shall utterly be destroyed. 27. And Yahweh shall scatter you among the peoples, and you shall be left few in number among the nations to which Yahweh shall lead you away. 28. And there you shall serve other gods, the work of man's hands, wood and stone, which cannot see, nor hear, nor eat, nor smell. 29. And if you shall seek Yahweh your Elohim from there, then you shall find him, if you seek him with your whole heart, and with all your soul. 30. In your distress, when all these things have found you, in the latter days, then you shall return to Yahweh your Elohim, and shall listen to his voice. 31. For Yahweh your El is a merciful Elohim. He will not forsake you, nor destroy you, nor forget the covenant of your fathers which he swore to them. 32. For ask now of the days past which were before you, since the day that Elohim created man on the earth, and from the one end of the heavens to the other end of the heavens, whether there has been a thing as great as this, or has anything like it been heard. 33. Has a people heard the voice of Elohim speaking from the midst of the fire, as you have heard, and lived? 34. Or has Elohim gone forth to take to himself a nation from the midst of a nation, by trials, by signs, and by wonders, and by war, and by a mighty hand, and by a stretched out arm, and by great terrors, according to all that Yahweh your Elohim did for you in Egypt before your eyes? 35. To you it was revealed, so that you might know that Yahweh he is the Elohim, and nothing exists without him. 36. He made you hear his voice out of the heavens, that he might discipline you, and he made you to see his great fire on earth, and you heard his word from the midst of the fire. 37. And because he loved your fathers, and chose their seed after them, and brought you out with his presence, with his great power, out of Egypt. 38. In order to drive out nations greater and mightier than you from before you, to bring you in, to give their land for an inheritance, as it is this day. 39. Know today, and lay it to your heart, that Yahweh, he is the Elohim in the heavens above and on the earth beneath. Nothing else. 40. And you shall keep his statutes and his mitzvot which I am instructing you today, so that it may be well with you, and with your sons after you, and so that you may prolong your days on the earth, which Yahweh our Elohim is giving to you all the days. 41. Then Moses separated three cities beyond the Jordan, toward the sun rising. 42. That the manslayer might flee there, he who killed his neighbor and was, and did not hate him in times before, and that he fleeing to one of these cities might live. 43. Bizeh in the wilderness, in the tableland, for the Reubenites, and Ramoth in Gilead for the Gadites, and Golan in Bashan for the Manassites. 44. And this is the Torah which Moses set before the sons of Israel. 45. These are the testimonies and the statutes and the ordinances which Moses spoke to the sons of Israel when they came out of Egypt. 46. Beyond the Jordan in the valley opposite Bethpar, in the land of Sihon the king of the Amorites, who lived at Ishbon, whom Moses and the sons of Israel struck when they came out of Egypt. 47. And they took possession of his land, and the land of Og the king of Bashan, the two kings of the Amorites who were beyond the Jordan, toward the sun rising. 48. From Aruah, which is on the edge of the river of Arnon, even to Mount Sun, which is Hermon. 49. And all the Arabah beyond the Jordan eastward, even to the sea of the Arabah, under the slopes of Pisgah.
Chapter 5.
1. And Moses called to all Israel and said to them, Hear, Israel, the statutes and the judgments which I speak in your ears today, and you shall learn them, and be on guard to do them. 2. Yahweh your Elohim cut a covenant with us in Horeb. 3. Yahweh did not cut this covenant with our fathers, but with us, even us, these here today, all of us alive. 4. Yahweh talked with you face to face in the mountain out of the midst of the fire, 5. I stood between Yahweh and you at that time to declare to you the word of Yahweh. For you were afraid from the face of the fire, and you did not go up into the mountain, when he spoke, saying, 6. I am Yahweh your Elohim who brought you out of the land of Egypt, from the house of slavery. 7. You shall have no other Elohim before me. 8. You shall not make a carved image for you, any likeness of anything in the heavens above, or in the earth beneath, and in the waters from under the earth. 9. You shall not bow yourself to them nor serve them, for I, Yahweh your Elohim, am a jealous El, visiting the iniquity of fathers on sons, and on the third, and on the fourth generation of those that hate me. 10. And doing kindness to thousands of those who love me and keep my mitzvot. 11. You shall not take the name of Yahweh your Elohim in vain. For Yahweh will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. 12. Observe the Sabbath day, to keep it set apart, as Yahweh your Elohim has instructed you. 13. 6 days you shall labor, and shall do all your work. 14. And the seventh day shall be a Sabbath to Yahweh your Elohim. You shall not do any work, you nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your male slave, nor your female slave, nor your ox, nor your donkey, nor any of your livestock, nor your stranger that is within your gates, so that your male slave and your female slave may rest like yourself. 15. And remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and Yahweh your Elohim brought you out from there by a mighty hand and by a stretched out arm. On account of this Yahweh your Elohim has instructed you to keep the Sabbath day. 16. Honor your father and your mother, as Yahweh your Elohim has instructed you, so that your days may be prolonged, and so that it may be well with you in the land which Yahweh your Elohim is giving to you. 17. You shall not commit murder. 18. And you shall not commit adultery. 19. And you shall not steal. 20. And you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. 21. You shall not lust after your neighbor's wife. Nor shall you covet your neighbor's house, his field, nor his male slave, nor his female slave, his ox, nor his donkey, nor anything which is your neighbor's. 22. Yahweh spoke these words to all your assembly on the mount, out of the midst of the fire of the cloud and out of the thick darkness with a great voice, and he added no more, and he wrote them on 2 tablets of stone, and gave them to me. 23. And it happened, when you heard the voice out of the midst of the darkness, while the mountain burned with fire, you came near to me, all the rulers of your tribes, and your elders. 24. And you said, Behold, Yahweh your Elohim has made us see his glory and his greatness to us, and we have heard his voice out of the midst of the fire. We have seen today that Elohim speaks with man, and he lives. 25. And then why should we die? For this great fire will consume us. If we hear the voice of Yahweh your Elohim any more, then we shall die. 26. For who of all flesh that has heard the voice of the living Elohim speaking out of the midst of the fire, as we have, and has lived? 27. You go near and hear all that Yahweh our Elohim may say, and you shall speak to us all that Yahweh our Elohim may speak to you. And we will hear it and do it. 28. And Yahweh heard the voice of your words when you spoke to me. And Yahweh said to me, I have heard the voice of the words of this people, which they have spoken to you. They have well said all that they have spoken. 29. Would that this heart of theirs would be like this always, to revere me, and to keep all my mitzvot, that it might be well with them, and with their sons forever. 30. Go say to them, Return to your tents. 31. But as for you, you stand here by me, and I will speak to you all the mitzvot and the statutes and the judgments which you shall teach them, that they may do them in the land which I am giving to them, to possess it. 32. And you shall be careful to do as Yahweh your Elohim has instructed you. You shall not turn aside to the right or left. 33. You shall walk in all the ways which Yahweh your Elohim has instructed you, so that you may live, and that good may be to you, and you may prolong your days in the land which you will possess.
Chapter 6.
1. Now this is the mitzvot, the statute and the judgments which Yahweh your Elohim instructed to teach you, to do them in the land to which you are crossing over, to possess it. 2. That you might revere Yahweh your Elohim, to keep all his statutes and his mitzvot which I instruct you. You, and your son's son, all the days of your life, and that your days may be prolonged. 3. Hear, then, O Israel, and take heed to do it, that it may be well with you, that you may increase greatly, as Yahweh the Elohim of your fathers has promised you, in the land flowing with milk and honey. 4. Hear, O Israel, Yahweh our Elohim is Yahweh Echad. 5. And you shall love Yahweh your Elohim with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your might. 6. And these words which I am instructing you today shall be on your heart. 7. And you shall diligently teach them to your sons, and shall speak of them as you sit in your house, and as you walk in the way, and as you are lying down, and as you are rising up. 8. And you shall bind them for a sign on your hand, and they shall be for frontlets between your eyes. 9. And you shall write them on the doorposts of your house, and on your gates. 10. And it shall be, when Yahweh your Elohim shall bring you into the land which he has sworn to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give to you great and good cities, which you have not built. 11. And houses full of every good thing which you have not filled, and wells dug which you did not dig, vineyards and oliveyards which you did not plant, and you shall eat and be satisfied. 12. Then you shall be on guard that you do not forget Yahweh who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slaves. 13. You shall revere Yahweh your Elohim, and you shall serve him, and you shall swear by his name. 14. You shall not go after other gods, of the Elohim of the people who are around you. 15. For Yahweh your Elohim is a jealous Elohim in your midst, lest the anger of Yahweh your Elohim burn against you, and he destroy you from off the face of the earth. 16. You shall not test Yahweh your Elohim as you tested him in Massah. 17. Diligently, you shall keep the mitzvot of Yahweh your Elohim, and his testimonies, and his statutes which he has instructed you. 18. And you shall do the right thing and the good thing in the eyes of Yahweh, so that it may be well with you, and that you may go in and possess the good land which Yahweh has sworn to your fathers. 19. To drive out all your enemies from before you, as Yahweh has spoken. 20. When your son asks you hereafter, saying, what are the testimonies and the statutes and the judgments which Yahweh your Elohim has instructed you? 21. Then you shall say to your son, we were Pharaoh's slaves in Egypt, and Yahweh brought us out of Egypt with a strong hand. 22. And Yahweh gave signs and great and grievous wonders on Egypt, on Pharaoh, and on all his household, before our eyes. 23. And he has brought us out from there in order to bring us in, to give us the land which he had sworn to our fathers. 24. And Yahweh instructed us to do all these statutes, to revere Yahweh our Elohim for our good forever, to keep us alive, as today. 25. And it shall be righteousness for us when we take heed to do all this mitzvot before Yahweh our Elohim, as he has instructed us.